Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I like riddles, brain-stretching word puzzles. So here are the top five Laugh Again riddles of the month. If you get even one correct, take the rest of the day off. Number one, what word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? The answer? The word short. Get it? You add the letters E-R to short and it's shorter. Ha ha! Number two, what are two things you can't eat for breakfast? Think. Lunch and dinner. Number three, 10 ladies tried to fit under a tiny umbrella. None of them got wet. How is that possible? It wasn't raining. Number four, what rock group has four famous men but they can't sing? Mount Rushmore. And number five, which word in the dictionary is spelled incorrectly? The answer? Incorrectly. Incorrectly is spelled incorrectly each and every time. When I was a young dude, I thought God's will for me was an unsolvable riddle, an impossible brain teaser. Would I live in Hawaii or the North Pole? Would I be single or marry Thelma, who had been squealing on me since grade six? Would I be a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, or preach the gospel to cannibals in the Congo who were concerned about how thin I was and would try to fatten me up? I found myself worried and confused when it came to discerning God's will. I think we overcomplicate things sometimes. God's will is not some straight, well-lit road without potholes leading to an earthly destination where all will be well and our teeth straight. It's more of a journey where we discover God and follow Him amid the messes and challenges of life. A man and his wife were out walking in London, England, when the husband had the good sense to admit, "We're lost." His amazed wife asked a young boy, "How can we get to the Paddington Hotel?" The boy answered, "Turn right there by the grocer's shop, then take the second street to the left. That will bring you to a place where four streets meet, and then ask someone again." Here are the steps we should take when seeking God's will. First, trust. In John 6:40, Jesus said, "It is the will of the Father that all who see His Son and believe in Him should have eternal life." It is God's will that you believe and be saved. Then, trust that He has your best in mind. Psalm 37 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." Trust that in obeying Him, joy will come. 1 Peter 2 says, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people." There's no riddle here. Turn from evil, do good. Psalm 3:6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." Trust. Secondly, read. I tried assembling an IKEA cabinet without instructions. It didn't go well. God has provided a life manual, the Bible. Billions have met Jesus in it and been transformed. Its message is of redemption, freedom, and purpose. "Your word," says Psalm 119, "is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In a noisy and dark world, God speaks through His word, giving light and direction. And number three, listen. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Talk to God in prayer. Listen to wise counsel from godly people. We learn His plan for us by spending time with Him, in prayer and in the Bible, and spending time with those who love Him. God will lead us through this day, and as Jesus said, tomorrow will worry about itself. Trust, read, and listen. And speaking of reading, here's one last riddle. What building in the world has the most stories? The library.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.